Find the perfect pet bed with Silent Night.
Legs stretched out like Superman or curled up like a donut. However they like to sleep, Silent Night's pet bed range offers a perfect solution.
Dogs sleep 12 to 14 hours a day, so it's good to know Silent Night's pet beds are lovingly made with the same high quality as their human products, so your four-legged friends can enjoy their sleep as much as we do.
Head to sleepypeople.com to pick up yours today with an exclusive discount of 10% using discount code OMD10. Valid until the 29th of August.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Oh My Dog with me, Jack D.
And me, Sean Walsh.
This is our weekly podcast where we reveal the most intimate, ridiculous details of our relationship with our beloved dogs.
I have the delightful, spirited Mildred Barrett, who is a cockapoo.
My streetwise best friend is Dolly, the long-haired chihuahua whom we rescued. This podcast sets out to answer the all-important questions like, how do you greet your dog? Do you kiss your dog on the mouth? Does your dog sleep in your bed? And so on.
Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our chats with our equally dog-obsessed guests who roll over and tell all.
You are very much part of this podcast too, and we want to hear from you. You can get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com.
And find us on Instagram at omdpod. So give us a shout and follow us on social media too. This episode of Oh My Dog is brought to you by Silent Night Pet Beds.
Hello, Sean.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Very well, actually. Yeah. You had a good week?
Lovely week. Mildred's actually out now on a walk with Grace.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. We've got a fantastic guest lined up, Rich Hall. Wonderful,
Rich Hall.
Legend, really, of the comedy circuit. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And someone I've known for years and years and years. I'm sure you have as well.
Yes. He's actually leaving us. He might tell us about this, but he's I do know that he's leaving the UK.
What, for good?
I think so. He'll probably tell us about that, what will happen with the dog.
Okay, we'll find out what's going on there and how he's going to bring his dog with him.
Yes. But how's Dolly?
Very well. I went for a walk with Dolly the other day, and something very strange happened on the walk, because you know how I have to carry her for the first bit of the walk, otherwise she...
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I put her down and we're walking. And this woman approached me, probably in her 60s or something, and starts talking to me about Dolly and Chihuahuas and da-di-da. She had a couple of dogs. Turned out they weren't hers. She was walking them for her friend or something like that. Oh, yeah. And then she goes, oh, I've just realised you're Jack D, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And she says, maybe you can help me with something. I thought, well, where's this going? You know.
Can you get me on live at the Apollo?
It wasn't that, no. That has happened to me, but I can. It wasn't that.
Thanks for getting me on, by the way.
This is. this is weirder than that. You would never guess what she asked, right?
Go on.
Maybe you can help me. I'm just redoing my will and. Okay. No, wait for it. Wait for it.
Right, go on. Oh my God.
I'm redoing my will. Okay. Oh. And she said, I'd like to leave money to hard up comedians who are struggling. And I said, why? And she said, because I think comedians are wonderful. They make the world a better place. And I said, no, they don't. That's a terrible way to spend your money. Don't do that. Because if you, you know, comedians don't deserve to be left money in wills, do they?
No. That's
honestly, if you're a comedian and you can't pay the rent, that's on you. You know, you made a bad choice. You weren't funny enough. And now you're struggling. But don't expect people to leave money in the will.
Did you get a phone number?
I gave him my bank details. I'll see it goes to a good home. Don't worry about that. I mean, really, if you're that mad to think that you're going to leave money to comedians, are the last people on earth who deserve anything from anyone. Because honestly, you might as well leave your money to Save the Wasps or something, or, you know, distressed rats.
Was she?
I wonder if it was I think maybe she, it was like a thing that she says to people to make them like her. So if she met a fireman, she'd say, "Oh, you can help me. I wanted to leave some money to firemen in my will. What would be the best way to do that?" But I left her in no doubt. I said, "Look, honestly, that is a terrible, terrible cause.
Yes.
You don't want to leave money to them."
Oh, God.
And that's all having a dog and talking to someone who, or someone talking to you because you've got a dog and they've got dogs. And then you get this flow of insanity from
you
them.
You didn't, before she said that, you didn't get the impression that she was at all a bit.
No. I thought she's completely, you know, completely compos mentis, absolutely lucid.
So this person do you believe the person is genuinely considering?
At the time I did, but of course I've been thinking about it a lot since and thinking, well, as I just said, does she just say that to everyone? You know, I've been thinking of leaving my money to bin men or whatever, just whoever she's talking to, she uses that as an opening gambit.
Well, this is the thing about dog owners, dogs. We, unlike, say, cats, you are marching side by side with your dog. You are there and you are kind of signalling to everyone you've got this thing, which cat owners don't tend to have unless you actually go around their house. Mm-hmm. So you automatically are saying to strangers, we've got this thing in common.
That's true.
Let's talk about it. And I mean, I want to warn any listeners now, this is a bit rude. It is a bit rude.
Yeah.
You might want to cover any children's ears for this bit if you're getting to it, but I was walking Mildred the other day in the park. It wasn't a run this time. And this lovely young fellow, he had a lovely staff. And I've got a huge affection, as you know, for staffs, because I grew up with Gertrude and now my mum has Hugo. So I see this lovely new staff. And I, which I don't know if is it characteristic. I think I've just started embracing it, certainly since I'm my dog. I will now do that thing of talking to try and open up. We've got dogs and... And I said, "Oh, what's its name?" And he said, "It's Twig." Twiggy. That was Twiggy. Twiggy. And I went, "Aw." And he went, yeah. And Twiggy was drinking the water, manically drinking the water. And Mildred had to kind of step out the way to let Twiggy get to the water first. And he went, yeah. He's a bit like, you know, he's young. He's not had his balls chopped off yet.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, yeah. But it's okay because, I didn't say this, but it's okay because Mildred has had whatever the female version of that is, I forgot.
Yeah. Neutered, is it?
Neutered, thank you. And then he said, is that a boy or a girl? And I said, oh, that's a girl. And he went, yeah, he just loves the smell of that punani. That's... And I said, yeah. Come on, Mildred.
Yeah, just automatically defensive. Let's move away from here. That's you've crossed the line, mate. that's not normal dog chat.
No, I did not see that coming. Just like you didn't see the will coming.
My word. What a thing, eh?
Well, let us know. I think we should say, actually, I think this would be a really nice point to say to our listeners, our wonderful Oh My Dog listeners. Please, if you have any strange encounters on your dog walks, which I'm sure you do,
please,
on a weekly, if not daily basis, please get them to us. Me and Jack would absolutely love to hear them as a kind of new feature of the show. and kick off the show with reading a couple of those would be a lot of fun.
That would be great. It would be. We'd love to hear some of those anecdotes, stories that have come about from meeting people as a result of you both owning dogs and walking dogs. It's a very good area. I agree.
Now, quickly, before we talk to Rich, we have one of our favourite sections of the show. We've got a voice note here, another song.
This is from Danny Brewer, who has two Cocker Spaniels, and she sent in this song. She says, we made this up for our dog who loves to pinch knickers.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Where's this going? I don't know.
Does this dog work for the BBC?
Well, I've heard of sniffer dogs, but that's really going somewhere too far with this. Let's play that in.
I am the punty pincher. I like to pinch the pants. I pinch it from the wash basket and run around the house. I run around the day. I run around the night. I am the punty pincher and I'm a little sh**.
Well... That's my new ringtone sorted. Oh, well, Danny, I can say that's one of my favourite ones so far. That was absolutely brilliant. I don't think I understood a word of it, but it was great, wasn't it?
It's absolutely wonderful. I think I got the end. I got the gist.
Yes. Okay.
The first line was, in fact, just to translate in case our listeners didn't hear, the first line was, I am the panty pincher.
Yes.
I am the panty pincher. And the last line was, because I'm a little...
Well, just fill in the middle for yourself, yeah.
Yes.
Well, time to get on to our guest, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm excited about this. Rich Hall is an American comedian, writer, actor, documentary maker and musician. He rose to prominence on shows like Saturday Night Live in the 1980s and Late Night with Conan O'Brien. His memoir, Nailing It, Tales from the Comedy Frontier, came out last December, and he'll be touring his show Shot from Cannons this autumn. But we don't want to hear about all those amazing achievements. We want to get to know Rich through his dog. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Rich.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. How's the little nipper?
Yes, she's very well. She's gone for a walk with Mildred.
Oh, good, good.
And Grace, we think. Yeah.
You have Sarge, Rich.
I do.
Short for?
Sergeant, I guess. I don't know.
As in Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, that was...
I love that Jack is having to tell you...
Why your dog is called Sarge.
Karen calls him Sergeant Pepper. I don't really like that name. I don't call him Sergeant Pepper. I didn't have my...
But Karen does.
I wanted to name him something else, but Sarge. He looks like a Sarge. He looks like a little drill sergeant.
So tell us about Sarge. He's a Boston Terrier, is he?
He is, yeah. He'll come in a minute.
There are a couple of photos that you sent through to our producer and I've seen the pictures of you with Sarge.
Yes.
Are there any photos of you with Sarge where you're not drinking? there's a common denominator with all of us that you've got a beer or a glass of wine in your hand.
Yeah.
So. Sarge loves the pub.
Here he is.
Oh
there he is.
Yeah. What a little Boston Terrier.
We can hear him. Oh, he's adorable.
Oh, he's very, yeah. He's
yeah,
good.
Very
he's
lovely.
The other name I was going to call him was Charles Barkley, which is a famous basketball player, but also he's very yappy.
Yeah, but also it's been done. That was...
Are you winding us up?
No, is there a dog named Charles Barkley?
That's bizarre. There is.
Yeah, why? Janine Haruni. Do you know Janine?
Yeah.
New York comedian. She's got a multi-poo called Charles Barkley.
She was on. She's been a guest.
Really?
Yeah, oh, thank God. There you go.
Well, I'm going to go back to calling him. That's what I wanted to call him, Cortez the Killer, and my wife put that.
That's a Neil Young song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool name.
Yes.
He's not aggressive, though, is he? He's adorable.
He's very friendly. Introduce him, Rich. So, you know, Sarge, what kind of character is Sarge?
Sarge is actually very aggressive. Right now, he's looking for squirrels. Right now, he's looking out the door.
Oh, right.
Doing his job.
Yeah.
He also... is a helicopter fighter, though he hasn't caught one yet.
He goes nuts when he sees a helicopter.
He wasn't like, oh, there he goes. All
right.
Okay.
Right, he's off.
Rich, in my book of dogs, I'm looking at Boston Terrier, and it says they're well mannered. Yeah.
Hang on one second. Somebody's at the door.
Sarge's barking. Oh, okay. Sarge's barking at the door.
It says Boston Terriers are well mannered, thoughtful, and considerate. Would you say that's the case?
Yeah, he's pretty considerate. I mean, he has to live up to that moniker of the American gentleman, you know.
Ah, right, right.
He was born in a tuxedo, so he does have to maintain a certain kind of debonair quality.
Did you grow up with dogs, Rich? Did you have them as a kid? Talk us through the dogs you had when you were a child. Yeah.
Okay, sadly, I grew up with Chihuahuas, and I'm not crazy about it.
You know, full disclosure, I have a Chihuahua.
You have one?
Yeah, you'd love my Chihuahua, Rich.
Yeah, long hair.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Oh, yeah, they were just very neurotic, annoying dogs. But they were lap dogs, and my mom used to love them.
Okay, well, it's been great having you as a guest. Thanks, Rich. Bye. I know that they can be. I know they can be quite high maintenance, can't they?
Yeah, they don't. You know, that it's not a dog when you're a kid that wants to play or chase a ball or anything. They just want to sit around and be 100% neurotic all the time, you know. You hope that they're always putting them in teacups and crap, you know. Just humiliating poor things as if they didn't have enough problems already.
Yeah. And so there was Chihuahuas in your childhood, and then there was a long gap. And then along comes Sarge, or was there other dogs featuring?
No, I've never, you know what? I've never really had my own dog until Sarge.
How much were you part of getting Sarge, Rich?
I was all up for it. I was really into it because I just thought, look, we got kids now. Let's get a dog. And there's only two breeds that I really always liked. And one of them was Boston Terriers. And the other was a Dalmatian. And I love Dalmatians, but that seemed like a pretty big dog for where we live and for London. And they're pretty high maintenance Dalmatians from what I understand. And also we don't have a fire truck, so ride on.
I know, because you spend a lot of time in America as well, Rich. So
yes.
What happens with the traveling? What happens? Do you bring Sarge or?
Funny you should mention that. I'll bet by the time this podcast comes out that we will be back in the States and it'll be the first time Sarge is gone. My family's moving back to America. So Dixie's going to school in Mississippi. She's going to the University of Mississippi. Hayes will be in school in America. So when I come back over, maybe to tour or whatever, it's going to be a lot more concentrated. Consequently, we're taking Sarge back.
Okay. So that'd be the first time he's been to America?
Yeah. It'll be the first time he's been on a plane.
And does he have to go in quarantine? What happens?
Well, my guess is probably pretty traumatic for him, but he's done a lot of crappy things. And he's going to have time to sit in this cage and cargo in a crate.
Yeah.
Reflect on where he screwed up and what he's done to deserve.
Maybe you'll end up with a much more grateful dog when he's finally, when you bail him out at the other end.
Hopefully, yeah.
Did you have to fill out, you know, has Sarge got a passport? Explain, because it's paperwork. It's fascinating. Paperwork. Did he have to sign the document?
Yeah, BA has outsourced their dog transport to an outside company. So you go through them. They can't even put him on the same flight as us.
Oh.
They pick him up a day early. They board him. They stick him in a crate. They go through all the customs. It's about three times the cost of a ticket for a human.
Oh, is it seriously?
And no choice of like, you know, fish or beef, chicken. You know.
Business class.
No, they throw him in the car.
There's no bit where dogs are going to be kind of walking past the other dogs in the crates. Going to their lovely bed.
I hope there's some other dogs on the plane. I'm not sure. I wouldn't count.
Because you know, he could be flown with a racehorse or a giraffe or something. He won't know who he's with, you know.
I know.
And then how long at the other end before you can pick him up?
It takes 2 hours to clear customs. You pay for this. You pay to have a customs agent get him through on the other end. So we've gone through tons of paperwork And then they email me to say, okay, 2 hours after your dog arrives, we'll meet you at the McDonald's outside O'Hare Airport. Dropping the dog off in a McDonald's. That's their meeting point.
Sounds like a sort of kidnap ransom situation almost, isn't it? Yeah, a bundle of cash. So you're going to fly out and make sure that you get there, because otherwise...
We get there a day early, yeah.
If you don't make it, they'll just let him loose or...
For all I know, he'll bite him and try to put him in a crate and escape. Then he'll be running around... Heathrow Airport. We'll be in America by then.
But then in America, he's going to be living in the Midwest. Is he going? Where is he going to be?
He's going to be living in Montana. Yeah.
If you've got fields around you, you've got a lot of land around you there.
Yeah, there's a lot of ifs in this situation. If he can survive being kicked by a horse, a moose, trampled by a cow, he's...
Yeah, yes.
Who knows? It's going to be a big adventure. I'm looking forward to seeing how he reacts to things way bigger than him.
Yeah, you know? And he'll see a lot of them.
He's kind of fearless now. Yeah, but I don't think he's not come up against a grizzly bear yet.
That sounds to me like a dog's dream, where you're taking Sarge. From London, city, rammed, smoky air, to now to lots of land, lots of space. That sounds like a dream.
I don't know why you're telling me. You should be telling him.
Okay, what have you? Pass it on.
He's the one who needs to be reassured.
Yeah.
He has no idea. Yeah, of course he'll adapt, and I'm gonna have to make some effort to take him out in fields where there's cows and kind of slowly introduce him to this, you know, whole different kind of lifestyle.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volbella XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Yeah, because they got to get used to it. Otherwise, you can get arrested for rustling and stuff. You know,
yeah, sure. There, can't you? Well, he shot out of the door last week. My daughter answered the door to let in someone. And just as two police horses were going up the street, cloppity clip, he took off after those horses. And then my daughter, Dixie, she ran out to get him. And then the cops are sitting on these, you know, 6 foot high horses. Yeah. And they were freaking out and they were screaming at my daughter, get your dog under control, get that dog on a leash. And the whole situation was just fraught with peril because everybody's yelling. The horses are frightened. The dog is missing at their heels. The horse could have kicked the dog. The police could have arrested my daughter. Anything could have happened, you know.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, so that was very unfortunate. That's the kind of stuff he's going to get used to because a lot of horses would just give him a twat.
So Sarge's recall, how's his recall then? Is it okay unless it's a horse, or do you have to kind of be careful that Sarge isn't running off all the time?
It's hard to say. I think if he sees an antelope, if he sees anything out in the field, he's probably going to go after it. Yeah. Fortunately, there's not a lot of cars. This, you know, it's, I don't worry about animals as much as in London. I just, like you worry about them shooting out in front of a car because they see a cat on the other side of the road.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to take some training. Yeah. It's definitely going to take some training.
Yeah.
How well trained is Sarge at the moment? How obedient is he?
He's pretty obedient.
Did you take it upon yourself to train Sarge?
To a certain degree. We actually took him to a couple of classes.
Oh, hello.
But I realized that I hate dog trainers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No matter what you do, they say, no, don't do that. That's wrong. Okay.
Isn't that the point of going to a trainer, Rich? You get told.
There's a lot of crackheads on our street, right? And he can tell who the crackheads are, and he goes for them.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, this is Sarge or the trainer, sorry.
Yeah, Sarge goes for the crackheads.
Sarge, he doesn't like
that's crackheads. Not a thing that you can go to a trainer and go, how do I keep my dog?
Yeah.
just senses, you know, like the crackheads are walking at a really fast pace because they're trying to.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And he senses, I suspect that he can sense bad mojo in these people and just goes after him. But that's a hard thing to train a dog not to bite.
Yeah. Mildred, actually, Mildred is the same, our cockapoo.
Yeah.
She really goes for people that seem to, I don't want to make too many sweeping judgments here, but look like they're on the way to get themselves something that might pick them up a little bit.
I think they know. I think they know.
They sense something not quite right, and that makes them uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So how many training sessions did you go for?
Well, this is back before COVID when we first got Sarge, and we'd take him into this, take him in with a bunch of other dogs. And the lady, you know, they always have meat snacks in their pockets 24 hours a day. Always carrying meat snacks around. No matter what you do, they say, oh, no, if he lunges, don't pull on the leash because that is giving them the signal to actually lunge. And they think, no, it's not. It's not at all giving them the signal, don't lunge. And they're going, no, they think it means lunge. If they're barking and you yell, no barking, the trainer will tell you that means that you're barking as well and they should bark more. It's like everything that you've been doing is wrong to a trainer.
It's wrong, yeah. What they do is not training. It's just bribery, isn't it? It's just chucking bits of meat at them.
Yeah.
And the whole time.
Yeah. What makes a dog personable to its owner is its quirks. Yeah. You know, little peccadilloes that a dog has. You go, oh, look at it, he likes. And they just, all of those, they go, oh, he shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
And well, you're a Nazi. You just want a dog who is completely going to do everything you tell it to do. What's the point of having a dog?
It sounds to me a little bit, though, Rich, like you've got a dog and you've wanted it to be a bit more obedient. So you've taken it to a dog behaviorist. And one of the main problems is that you're disobedient.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're not doing anything that the trainer wants. You need a trainer to help you be trained in how to allow your dog to be trained.
Yeah, I need to be trained to be more obedient to dog trainers.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we can make some progress. Until then, I'm afraid it's...
The dog is, you know, has all these things that need to be beaten out of it, you know, through bribery and subtlety, which most of the time when a dog is acting up, it's not a subtle situation where you're supposed to think, oh, what he really is trying to do. That. No, he's trying to bite the crackhead on the corner. I don't have time to assess the situation. Well, you see, you should have come out before him. As you came out the gate, you should have made him stay while you step out. And that way you're between the crackhead and the dog. I don't have time to establish a flow chart of behavior between me and the crackhead in the corner and my dog.
And also having a dog between you and the crackhead is a preferable situation.
Exactly. Let the dog go first.
I just do feel like we should get the, if we could have the contact details for this trainer, if we could get the trainer on to interview him of what it was like to try and train your dog, Rich, and what you were like.
I was in Bristol at a comedy festival. I was about to go on stage, and my wife, Karen, calls up and says, this is like 3 minutes before I'm on stage. He says, Sarge just bit a crackhead. And this is, okay, I can't. I'm in Bristol. I'm not sure I can do anything about this. What's going on? Well, he's bleeding from the ankle. As soon as he got bitten, these are the two first things out of his mouth. I'm going to kill your dog. I want compensation. I just thought, that's not, you know, I don't like this crackhead guy. I don't.
That's
not the first thing, two things you say when a dog bites you. Maybe the first, I'm going to kill your dog, but I want compensation for what? You want me to paste your bits of skin back on your ankle? What kind of compensation do you want? Oh, he bit me on the ankle. I want 300 pounds. And I said, get a bandage and go back out and, he's just going to use the money for crack.
What's the point? Is Sarge okay? You know, you want Sarge fully checked out. He's managed to draw blood.
Yeah, I got back, and that was on a Saturday. And then on Monday, Karen had already booked a trainer to come in, and the trainer came in, and she thought she was going to see this incredibly aggressive dog. And she sent me an email. She's saying, I really don't know. Your dog he's a great dog. He's very smart. He's not aggressive at all. It was just an unfortunate situation, you know?
Yeah.
Where he walked out, a human was coming really fast at him, and he just chose to bite it.
Well, luckily for all of the crackheads, you're moving to America.
Yeah. So now it's going to be meth heads and opioid freaks, but you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a voice that you use when you're talking to Sarge?
Yeah. Look, I think we all do this. Let's just say thank God my house isn't bugged. Because if it was, for any reason, the FBI, the MI5 would be, hey, guys, we got another one. Listen to this. Bergy, bergy, bergy. It's me walking around the house just acting like an idiot to my dog.
If I was listening in, I think The Simpsons was on in the background. Yeah. It's just an episode I can't put my finger on, but it's...
We're going to the park. It's going to be a mark. It might be dark. It might be Noah's Ark. It's going to be a lark, bark.
Oh, it's lovely. You write songs for him as well. That's great.
Well, he's definitely inspired a song.
The song that we saw that you recorded at the Blues Kitchen, which was that inspired by Sarge?
No, that's a Border Collie song.
Oh, so it was. Yeah, of course it was. Yeah.
Yes. You want me to do the song inspired by Sarge?
Oh, please do. Please. Yeah, absolutely.
I just happened to.
He's reaching for the guitar. Oh, bless your heart. Well done.
I mean, live music, Jack.
Yeah.
Live music. This is a first for the podcast. We're very privileged to hear this.
Nearly inspired by none other than Sarge. There's a slight backstory to this. Like, I got a knock on the door about a few months ago.
Yeah.
And it's my neighbor who I talk to a lot. But I can't say that he's really a friend. He's just a neighbor I see all the time. And he said, Rich, can I come in and talk to you? And he said, yeah, come on in. And he sat down and he proceeded to tell me that his wife was leaving him just out of the blue. She's just leaving him, taking the kids. He's worried about the future. He's worried about his house, his finances. And the whole time I was just sitting there going, what is this guy's last name? I mean, he was clearly losing it. So you don't interrupt. You don't. There's no advice you can give someone like that. Pour him a bit of scotch and... the entire time that he's, you know, having this breakdown, Sarge is just pushing this chew toy at him, just relentlessly. Just and of course, he was too broken up to throw the.
Yeah.
And that just made it more tragic, and that's what this song is about. But it's from the dog's point of view.
Okay.
Hello, sitting stranger, are you there on my couch? I would like to call attention to this object in my mouth. Though it looks realistic, I assure you that it's not. It's just some flimsy plastic drenched in slobber, drool, and snot. I hear you've lost your wife, your kids, your cash, your self-esteem. Well, I devise an enterprise beyond your wildest dreams. You just throw it, and before you know it, best of friends will be. I have placed it on your knee, a vinyl pork chop. If I may speak with impunity, this idea I advance presents a golden opportunity and once in a lifetime chance to take a tried and trusted hair encrusted squeaky leaky item. Even I'll retrieve it ad infinitum. I don't mean to be insistent you've got something on your mind, but you seem to be resistant, or are you just blind? Let me move it up a notch. Place it squarely in your crotch. Just pick it up and chuck the pork chop. Okay, I see you're not responding. I will use my x-ray stare from the spot I placed this pork chop to your face and back to there. I am frankly flabbergasted that a man can't comprehend. If he throws a vinyl pork chop, a dog brings it back to him. I can see why she resented you and why she chose to go. Things that she presented you, you never thought to throw. You'll probably die alone, and it's a fair and fitting end for a man who cannot throw a vinyl pork chop. I've got a mind to lift my hind leg and let it go. Start wailing on your shoe like a Miles Davis solo. Maybe then you'll know it was a good idea to throw a vinyl pork chop.
Hey.
Bravo. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff, Rich. That's a lovely, lovely sentiment to see it through a dog's eye view of someone having a breakdown.
I'm sure your neighbor is going to miss you a lot. Yeah, to America.
This little chat.
Yes, yeah. Rich, before we let you go, thank you so much for joining us. We ask all of our guests, do you let Sarge kiss you on the mouth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I let him kiss me on the mouth.
But yeah, don't worry.
If he tries to kiss me on the mouth, but I don't make the first move, you know, like sitting there on the couch. You know,
you're not that kind of girl, are you?
Let's watch 101 Dalmatians or some romantic dog movie, and just it's he's male.
Oh, thank you so much, Rich. It's been lovely to talk to you.
All right,
absolutely brilliant.
Lovely to get to know Sarge.
Thank you so much for the song as well.
Yeah,
sure.
Good luck in Montana. Keep in touch, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you're back on tour.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Lots of love, Rich.
It was fun.
Well, there you go. Wasn't that something? Getting a song from the one and only Rich Hall.
That was wonderful.
About his dog, Sarge. Fantastic. What a great story as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you've done a song for mourners, haven't you, for Mildred, we've heard before.
Yes. I don't think it could compete with that.
Probably not, but maybe others have written songs as well, who, you know, with musical accompaniment.
Yes.
But that really was a first, wasn't it? Because it's that's a really well-constructed piece of work.
It was, do you know what? I'll be honest with you here. Now, you could probably hear I was kind of kicking towards this. When I asked Rich how much getting a dog was to do with him and how much of a part of that he was, I was kind of expecting him to tell us that he was resistant to it.
Yeah, me too.
And then he said that he was very keen, he was very excited. And then I was surprised again that he went for a small dog. Rich seems like a kind of big, you know, American, like big giant American dog out there walking around with his cowboy hat.
Yeah. But of course, you know, Boston Terrier being, is an American breed.
Yes.
So I guess he's done that. But I know what you mean. You know, you think he's going to. So it'll be interesting. Hopefully we'll keep in touch with Rich and find out, because he can, with the wonders of technology, we can speak to him from Montana when he's there and see how he's getting on. Get an update on Sarge. Let's try and do that.
I'm just standing here at McDonald's with Sarge. We've not been picked up yet and stood here for 4 months. Just waiting for someone to pick us up. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of crackheads around here.
He's not here yet. I paid a lot of money for that dog. Yeah. Well, that was great. This is great to hear from. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Oh My Dog. Every week we get all these insights from our guests, and we hope you're enjoying getting to know a different side of them through their relationships with their dogs.
Yes, don't forget to get in touch. We want to hear those crazy stories, things that people have said to you on your dog walks. Please let us know at hello@omdpod.com and find us on Instagram @omdpod. So yes, give us a shout.
Yeah, and we love your voice notes. And remember, a dog is for life, not just for podcasts.